promises. You said you would be here. A promise is a promise, yeah. And you said you would be here. But I'm all by myself when I need your help. Promises and promises. You said you would be here. So I'm just gonna go ahead and go right in and just start speaking the facts, man. The reason why a lot of y'all men, and we're getting and you know, all this divorce shit is happening at a high rate, is because we're choosing wrong. You know, I know we love to try to put the blame on the women, and I'm not catering to women here. I'm not, oh, you know, this and that. No, I'm saying it starts with us. Because what we are doing is we're on Instagram looking at all these damn thotties on here. You know, yeah, they look good, this and that. They're selling you with their sex appeal, this and that. But most men be out here marrying off of looks, man. Y'all be marrying what you want and not what you need. And that's why most of us fail. And that comes, and I'm no exception to that. Because I definitely been in that situation. You know, young and dumb, you know, fine piece of, you know what. You know, I'm just like, man, she bad, man, this and that. You know, we clicking, this and that, this and that. And that's what fucked me up, you know, because I was thinking with, you know what, and not with my brain. I wasn't thinking about longevity, you know. I was really just looking at, in my mind, I'm looking at, hey, man, she look good, this and that, this and that. And that's what a lot of us men do, you know. We're so, you know, caught up on looks, and that be our biggest downfall. It really is, cause we have a solid bitch right to us, but she don't look all that, but she a solid ass bitch. She really is. You know what I'm saying? She gonna be there when we need her to be there. She loyal, this and that, man. That shit bring me to this whole love thing, man. Like, that love shit with women, that shit come and go, man. Like, if women be all into that Disney shit, or, you know, they got to be in love 24/7, always want to be around this and that, don't ever get no woman like that, because that shit ain't gonna last. Because the moment she don't feel that way, the doubts start coming. She tell you, oh, she ain't happy. I can't do nothing about that. If you can't make yourself happy, I cannot make you happy. You know what I'm saying? That don't even make no sense. If you cannot make yourself happy, I cannot make you happy. You know, I should be, I should just compliment your happiness. I should just, you know, I cannot be your happiness. And another thing, I ain't gonna finna say again. I was a victim of that, because I was basing my happiness off of somebody. So this ain't some shit I'm just, well, I heard somebody say this. No, I done lived this shit, man. This shit that I done lived. And I don't want y'all to make the same mistake, you know. I'm only 30. I know that's young to a lot of y'all, but, you know, I was in the military. I grew up fast, man. I experienced life in a fast pace, you know what I'm saying? I didn't never get to slow down and really look at life until after I experienced all this. And it's funny that during my whole marriage, you know, I ain't even really see all that shit like that. But the moment, like, we got a divorce and it was over and I had time to think, all that experience from that marriage, like, it hit me like a damn gust of wind. All that experience, I was like, oh, shit, like, it was signs there, this and that, you know. Everything was there everything was there. But, you know, I was too blind to see it because, you know, as a man, you know, we want to be a provider. We want to, you know, this is the thing. Men put up with so much shit for a woman. We put up with so much shit. And I know how it's gonna sound, like, oh yeah, I already know how it's going to sound, because a lot of women going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, that we put up with a lot of shit, too. Yeah, you do. And I'm not even going to cap on that. Y'all do. But what I'm saying is, as a man, that happiness of us being happy and this and that, like, we put that shit to the back burner. Like, you know, for us, it's about taking care of what we got to take care of, even if it don't make us happy. But we have a sense of responsibility that we should take care of what we need to get taken care of. And that's not all men, because, you know, some men are pieces of shit. Like, they don't take care of their kids, this and that, all because they don't like the baby mama and shit like that. I never condone that shit, you know. You laid up with that person, you need to be a man and a woman and take care of that damn baby, you know. And it goes vice, you know, it's both ways. Like I said, like, I don't respect the man for ditching the baby, and then I don't respect the woman for trying to X the man out just because, you know what I'm saying, he don't want you no more. Like, don't do that shit. But anyway, you know, we have to look at, we have to find what we need. And I think women need to do the same thing. Like, find what you need, not what you want. Just because you went to Harvard, or, you know, you make this salary, and you want a man that, you know, equal that, who says that that's what you rate that? You know what I'm saying? What if a man of that stature feels like you ain't worth it? And I hate this whole thing of women love saying that, you know, oh, a man need to do this for me, do this for that, should do this for me, do that for me, this and that. But you're independent. But for y'all to be so damn independent and you don't need no man, you want a lot of man. But you want a man for a lot of shit. But you supposed to be independent. And once y'all get 30, 35, 40, and you so independent, you don't got no man, you ain't got no family, then y'all be trying to go back on the market when now your value has went down. You think it went up because, you know, but let me tell you something. The more men you out here sleep with, and I know this finna sound wrong and I don't give a fuck, but the more men you out here sleep with, your value gonna go down. Like, it's just like fucking driving a car. The more miles you put on it, it like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't go up in price, it fucking go down. You know, y'all want to have y'all fun in the 20s, and then when you get 35, 40, you want to try to settle down. Nope, man, like, that dude don't deserve that. That dude, you know what I'm saying, he deserve you at your best, not when you done wore out, you done wore down a little bit. Fuck that, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I said, I don't want to buy no fucking used car, you know? I'm not saying it's a bad thing for some people, but I want to buy me a brand new car. I don't want some shit that somebody else already fucking did donuts in and all that other shit. Hell no. Nah. But that's what y'all think. Y'all think, oh, well, you know, the past, man, a lot of dudes ain't built like that, man. And then the dudes y'all go get that's okay with that, y'all end up leaving anyway. But I'm going to go ahead and flip the topic on another thing. Because I got a lot of people around me that do this shit. Like, why do a lot of y'all women love these damn jailbirds and prison dudes? Like, y'all don't want no dude that going to 9 to 5, trying to build a business, doing this and that. Y'all want these dudes that's in and out of prison, got 4 or 5 baby mamas. Y'all love them type of damn niggas. Why is that? And I can't never wrap my finger around it. I'm like, why? Like, do women love projects? Like, when I say projects, like, y'all love trying to work on the dude or some shit? Like, y'all want to build a dude from the bottom up? That got to be it. Because the dude who's already somewhat established trying to build his stuff, y'all don't want them kind of dudes. And I've literally heard women say, because I worked around a lot of women. A lot of women, I've heard them say this. Oh, he was too nice. They want a dude that's gonna slap him up a little bit, that's gonna choke him a little bit, cause that's inciting to them. That's that, you know, that give them that rush. That's some toxic shit. If you with a woman that like that kind of shit, it's only gonna get worse, dog. I don't want no woman that I gotta do that kind of shit to. I'm screaming on that. I am. I ain't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? That's some crazy shit, man. I gotta damn near smack you up and do all this just to get you in line. But you say I'm weak, or you know, oh, you need to admit this. Like, nah, man. I ain't known that type of time, man. I want me a submissive woman. A submissive woman, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to get. That's what a lot of men want, man. We don't even want all that other shit what y'all talk about. It's about, oh, you know, a man, as you can see, when a man who has some money, they'll pull a woman up from the bottom. She ain't got to have shit. But most women ain't finna do that shit because they feel like, you know, they too good to do that. They feel like if they got $1 million, they need a dude that got $5 million. But who says the dude that got $5 million want your ass? What? This the big question right here. You know, value is different to everyone. So what you value might not be what I value. It might be something fucking totally different. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, a lot of them a lot of women tell us that, you know, we ain't this, we ain't that, this and that. And, you know, a lot of these black men out here marrying outside their race. A lot of black men marry black women all the time. But the black woman run them away most of the time. That's why a lot of black dudes don't, you know, end up with black women. It's not because they don't want to, it's because a lot of black women run them away. You know, I've seen it time and time again. That's why all the good guys, all the good black guys, quote unquote, they go get them outside their race. Go get them a nice submissive woman, that, you know, it's not even about, oh yeah, that this woman gonna do whatever you tell. No. It's just, hey, I pay the bills, this and that. Just get in line. You know, I'm not asking so much of you. But black women don't want that. Like, they want to be, you know, the breadwinners. They want to do that. And then they don't want to be submissive. They want the man to do this and that for them. No, that's not how it works, man. The man is a dominant figure. You know, and if you don't believe that, that's probably why you single. That's probably why every dude you get, it don't work. Because you need a dominant man. You know what I'm saying? You need that man that's going to, you know, that's going to put you on that right track. You know, that both of y'all can grow together. You know, it's not about you belittling him, making him feel some type of way. It's not about him doing that to you. It's you know what I'm saying? It goes both ways. But it's just at the end of the day, I feel like we are lost, man. And it starts with the men. To go back full circle, start with the men. We have to do better when we're picking these women. Because I'll be the first to say, there ain't nothing like a black woman. It ain't nothing like it. But at the same time, man, it's a different experience for us nowadays with black women because, you know, they're so powered now and, you know, all these movements that they don't need no man, this and that. But at the end of the day, when it come down to when father time start ticking and they start getting older and the miles start getting on them and age start catching up and they don't got that family they want, because women are emotional creatures. Yes, they are. They are emotional based. That's why women can't run this country, because it'll be a lot of fucked up shit going on. You think it's fucked up now? If it was a woman in charge and somebody piss off for real, man, she gonna go off, boy. I'm talking about airing all kind of fucking shit out. You know, dudes don't do that. You know what I'm saying? For example, I know a lot of females that don't even like each other, but they hang up around each other just to get information on each other. You know what I'm saying? Some people will call that, oh, well, you know, you keep your enemy close, yo, blah, 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 blah. You know, that stupid quote. If for dudes, I know dudes that I don't like, and most dudes that I know that they don't like the another dude, we don't hang around each other because it's going to get there. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even going to put ourselves in the same room because if something said, it's going to get there. Women be the fakest damn creatures there is because a bunch of them don't even like each other, but they'll be hanging up around each other. And that's why I said, man, you have to watch what you're doing. You have to, as a man, pick better. And it starts from, you know, like I said, it starts from home because our mothers tell us one thing, and you know, but they'll tell our sisters another thing. They tell us, oh yeah, you know, we need to take care of a woman, we need to do this for a woman, and then they tell our sisters, oh yeah, you don't need no man, you don't do this. You can't, you're preaching two different sides, because now a lot of them women growing up with that in their head that they don't need no man, but they really do. In the end, when it comes down to it, a lot of them, they gonna need a man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, need. I ain't say no want. They gonna need one. I'm telling you, that's human nature, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them don't be happy because I'll say this. Men can be happy with just, you know, smashing females on the side and not even having no chick like that. And I'm not saying a woman can't do that either. Like, you know, there's few, you know, shit anomalies that, yeah, they do same thing with dudes. But most women want a relationship. Most dudes don't want a relationship. But it's not because they be in a hole. Like, we can survive with just, you know, chilling, you know, we doing this and that. And then after that, we gone. But women want relationships. And if they don't get it after a certain time, they feel like their life done failed. I don't care how much money they got. I don't care what, you know, they got going on. Because at some point, the family is what supports them, and they want a family. But that's the end of this episode, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You know, this is the first of many. Please forgive my speech. You know, I'm not a Harvard scholar, so I know a lot of people gonna bash me. Oh yeah, he trying to talk about me, you can't talk. Yeah, okay. And what, man? I ain't fucking perfect. You know what I'm saying? But just stay tuned for more content. I'm gonna drop more as soon as I can. And just stay tuned. Peace.